And on to our fifth and final story of the program. Human Rights Watch has criticized Myanmar for proposing restrictions on interfaith marriages. Myanmar's parliament is mulling a new law that bans men of the minority faiths from marrying Buddhist women. Violators of the proposed law could face up to a decade in prison. Human Rights Watch has slammed the proposal as blatant discrimination that threatens religious freedom and women's rights. The proposed law mainly targets Myanmar's minority Rohingya Muslims. The country has already been under fire from rights groups for violating rights of the Rohingya Muslims, one of the world's most persecuted minorities. Masood Shajet, head of the Islamic Human Rights Commission, joins us now from London to give us more insight on that story. Welcome to the program, Mr. Shajet. First of all, tell us about this marriage restriction and its repercussions. Also discuss with us how this will be viewed internationally and whether international bodies such as Human Rights Watch can get the government to change its position.
Well, I think it's outrageous. The reality is that the Rohingyas are the most persecuted community according to United Nations. And this is getting worse rather than getting better. And we've got now this added restriction, which everyone believes that is really going to affect Rohingyas more than anyone else. And then, indeed, you know, there has been other restrictions that the Rohingya Muslims, when even want to marry among their own community, they need to get a special permit. And those special permits have been sort of given with a lot of difficulties. And, you know, even the basic concept of being recognized as a citizen is being denied to them. This is why we raised the issue recently in the Geneva at the UN, because really this matter of dealing with Rohingyas by Myanmar, it's outrageous and it needs to be stopped. Now, is any activities of Human Rights Watch and others going to bring an end? I think we hope that the effort of everyone, including UN and a special rapporteur on Rohingyas, should bring some changes. But unfortunately, what is lacking is commitment by international community and the West in particular, and United States, which just recently decided to have more better relationship. And indeed, the Parliament in Britain only a couple of weeks ago said, despite the human rights abuses, there has to be a further sort of relationship and better relationship between Britain and Myanmar, and they're really ignoring the reality of the abuse of Rohingya Muslims.
And what about the United Nations? If the Rohingya Muslims are considered to be the world's most persecuted minorities, do you think that the United Nations is being rather lethargic in trying to solve the crisis that the Rohingyas are facing?
Yes, absolutely, and this is why we raised the matter in oral sort of intervention at the UN. And we feel that more pressure needs to be brought on the UN and indeed the West. And indeed, that is another reason that, you know, in our recent Islamophobia Award, where awards are given to most Islamophobe, Aung San Suu Kyi was chosen by the people to be the most Islamophobe for that region, Australasia. And that actually sort of shows that even those who claim to be champions of democracy when it comes to Rohingya Muslims are abusing and indeed supporting the state quo.
Thank you very much. Head of the Islamic Human Rights Commission from London, Mr. Masood Shajet, your comments are much appreciated here on Press TV's Top 5.